Ese es Alan Prayer to Prepare a House. Amen. In the name of Jesus, we shall commence with our family altar. Let's sing hymn 68. In the name of Jesus, I speak. We give thanks to our Lord. Tonight, we will read Psalms number 73. Psalms number 73. In the name of Jesus, I read. Surely God is good to Israel, to those who are pure in heart. But as for me, my feet came close to stumbling. My steps had almost slipped. For I was envious of the arrogant, as I saw the prosperity of the wicked. For there are no pains in their death, and their body is fat. They are not in trouble as other men, nor are they plagued like mankind. Therefore pride is their necklace, the garment of violence covers them. Their eye bulges from fatness, the imaginations of their heart run riot. They mock and wickedly speak of oppression. They speak from on high. They have set their mouth against the heavens, and their tongue parades through earth. Therefore his people return to this place, and waters of abundance are drunk by them. They say, how does God know? And is there knowledge with the Most High? Behold, these are the wicked, and always at ease. They have increased in wealth. Surely in vain I have kept my heart pure and washed my hands in innocence. For I have been stricken all day long and chastened every morning. If I had said, I will speak thus, behold, I would have betrayed the generation of your children. When I pondered to understand this, it was troublesome in my sight until I came into the sanctuary of God. Then I perceived their end. Surely you set them in slippery places. You cast them down to destruction. How they are destroyed in a moment. They are utterly swept away by sudden terrors. Like a dream when one awakes. O Lord, when aroused, you will despise their form. When my heart was embittered and I was pierced within, then I was senseless and ignorant. I was like a beast before you. Nevertheless, I am continually with you. You have taken hold of my right hand. With your counsel, you will guide me, and afterward, receive me to glory. Whom have I in heaven but you? And besides you, I desire nothing on earth. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. For behold, those who are far from you will perish. You have destroyed all those who are unfaithful to you. But as for me, the nearness of God is my good. I've made the Lord God my refuge, that I may tell of all your works. So, this is Psalms number 73. Let us see the superscription. On top there, we are able to see, here it mentioned concerning book 3. So, what is this about? Actually, this whole book of Psalms, there are 150 numbers. So this book of Psalms is divided into 5 books. So book 1 is chapter 1 to 41. Book 2, number 42 to 72. Book 3, number 73 to 89. Book 4, number 90 to 106. And then book 5, number 107 to 150. So the whole book of Psalms is divided into these 5 books. And then we are able to see in each book, there is a closing or doxology. Book 1, the closing doxology is number 41, verse 13. And then book 2, the closing is number 72, verses 18 to 19. And book 3, the closing doxology is number 89, verse 52. And book 4, the closing is 106, verse 48. And then lastly, for book 5, the whole number 150, verses 1 to 6, become the closing for this book. So we are able to see that this whole book of Psalms divided into 5 books. Therefore, Psalms number 73 is the beginning of book 3. And then we can see the superscription. Here mention Psalms of Asaph. Psalms of Asaph. So the psalm is ascribed to Asaph. Asaph is the leader of one of David's Levitical choirs. And then here, this collection of Asaphite psalms, they are all together 11 Asaphite psalms. So Psalms number 73 to 83, these are all psalms of Asaph. And then Psalms 50, possibly at one time also belong to this group, but it was separated. Psalms 50 is also a Psalms of Asaph. But here we can see this collection of 11 Asaphite Psalms from Psalms number 73 to 83. And then here mentioned a Psalms of Asaph. The reference to Asaph in the titles possibly also sometimes include descendant of Asaph, who function in his place later. And then these Asaphite psalms are dominated by the theme of God's rule over his people and also the nations. So there is a theme that dominated these Asaphite psalms from Psalms number 73 to 83. We can see the theme is speak about God's rule over his people and the nations. And then here, this Psalms number 73 is considered a wisdom psalm. Wisdom psalm. Okay, now let us discuss what is this psalms about. Here, in this wisdom psalm, we can see a word of godly wisdom concerning the destiny of the righteous and the wicked. So here we can see a word of godly wisdom concerning the destinies of the righteous and the wicked. Here we can see that these psalms address one of the most disturbing problem of the Old Testament saints. That is, how is it that the wicked so often prosper while the godly suffer so much? So in this Psalms number 73, it addresses one of the most disturbing problems of the Old Testament saints. That is to say, how is it that the wicked so often prosper while the godly suffer so much? Therefore, in this Psalms number 73, it can be divided into two major parts. That is to say, verses 1 to 14, an almost fatal trial of faith. In the midst of his many troubles, a godly man let his eyes become fixed on the prosperity of the wicked. So verses 1 to 14, an almost fatal trial of faith. And then the next part is verses 15 to 28. We can see the renewal of faith. In the temple, the godly man sees the destiny God has appointed for the wicked. So here we can see verses 15 to 28, the renewal of faith. Therefore, we can see an almost fatal trial of faith and then the renewal of faith. And most possibly, this psalmist, he is a Levite. Okay, now let's discuss into more detail. Let's see verses 1 to 3. Here we can see the psalmist. The psalmist envied the wicked. He envied the wicked. Let's see verses 1 to 3. Surely God is good to Israel, to those who are pure in heart. But as for me, my feet came close to stumbling. My step had almost slipped, for I was envious of the arrogant as I saw the prosperity of the wicked. So here we can see the psalmist, possibly he is a Levite. This psalmist, he envied the wicked. Let's see verse 1. Verse 1 mentioned, surely God is good to Israel, to those who are pure in heart. This is true. This statement is very true. God is good to Israel, and then to those who are pure in heart. But then, this created a problem in the psalmist, this Levite. So this created a problem in the psalmist, a Levite. Here says that God is good to Israel, and then especially to those who are pure in heart. But on the other hand, actually, what did he focus upon? What did he saw? His eyes fixed upon the prosperity of the wicked. And then for him who is godly, who is one is pure in heart, and then he continued to be stricken, to be chastened, to experience sufferings. So he felt that it is in vain that he has kept all these his ways pure. So this was the issue. Surely God is good to Israel, to those who are pure in heart. But how come? It seems not happening. And then what more? The wicked continue to prosper. So here we can see this psalmist, he envied the wicked. Let's see the next part. Verses 4 to 12. Here we can see the psalmist feel like this. These wicked, they are free from troubles. But we, those who are pure in heart, those who are godly, we all face troubles. So in verses 4 to 12, we can see these wicked, they are free from troubles, but we, the godly, the faithful one, we all face troubles. So we see here a description of the prosperous state of the wicked. Let's see verse 4. For there are no pain in their death, and their body is fat. They are not in trouble as other men, nor are they plagued like mankind. Therefore pride is their necklace. The garment of violence covers them. Their eye bulges from fatness. The imagination of their heart run riot. They mock and wickedly speak of oppression. They speak from on high. They have set their mouth against the heaven, and their tongue parades through earth. Therefore his people return to his place, and waters of abundance are drunk by them. They say, how does God know? And is there knowledge with the Most High? Behold, these are the wicked, and always at ease they have increased in wealth. So here we can see the description of the prosperous state of the wicked. These are people who are also haughty. These are the people who also were, in a way, mocking God. How does God know? And is there knowledge with the Most High? Why? Because there's no judgment for their wickedness. So they continue to do wickedness, continue to be proud. And then they continue to increase in wealth. They continue to prosper. So we can see, when the psalmist fixed his eyes upon the prosperity of the wicked, so he feel that these wicked people, they are free from troubles. But then for them, they all face troubles, those who are godly. Let's continue to see verse 13 and 14. So we can see the psalmist's bitter feelings. Surely in vain I've kept my heart pure. It is worthless to keep my heart pure and wash my hands in innocence, for I've been stricken all day long and chastened every morning. So we can see the thoughts that plague this psalmist, possibly a Levite, when he compared the state of the wicked with his own troubles. So he feels that it is worthless in vain. Why should I kept my heart pure and wash my hands in innocence? Might as well I also become wicked. So there's this danger. There's this danger to turn away from the good way, the pure heart. So here, in this first part, verses 1 to 14, we can see an almost fatal trial of faith. In the midst of his many troubles, this godly man, the Levite, let his eyes become fixed on the prosperity of the wicked. And it makes him have these bitter feelings. Now let's see the second part. Verses 15 to 28. The renewal of faith. In the temple, the godly man, this Levite, sees the destiny God has appointed for the wicked. Let's see verses 15 to 17. So verses 15 to 17, the psalmist found the answer in the sanctuary. If I had said, I will speak thus, behold, I would have betrayed the generation of the young. So he thought and he pondered, being pious. So the psalmist recognized that to put his bitter feeling into words, he would actually undermine others' faith. Or that is to say, he would hurt or weaken others' faith. So therefore he said, if I had said, I will speak thus, behold, I would have betrayed the generation of your children. So by putting his bitter feeling into words, he would undermine others' faith, affect others' faith. And then he continued to think, when I pondered to understand this, it was troublesome in my heart. But then, until I came into the sanctuary of God, then I perceived their end. So here we can see, the psalmist, he found the answer in the sanctuary. And what is this answer? Let's see verses 18 to 20. Verses 18 to 20. That is to say, God will destroy this wicked. Verses 18 to 20. Surely you set them in slippery places. You cast them down to destruction. How they are destroyed, and in a moment, they are utterly swept away by sudden terror. Like a dream, when one awakes, O Lord, when aroused, you will despise their form. So he come to understand, this wicked, so the Lord will destroy them. And then verses 21 to 28, we can see how here God keep the psalmist near him. And then this is what actually the psalmist or the Levite needed. So here we can see how God keep the Levite near him. And this is what actually the Levite needed. When my heart was embittered, I was pierced within. Then I was senseless and ignorant. I was like a beast before you. Nevertheless, I am continually with you. You have taken hold of my right hand. So God took hold of his right hand. He continued with the Lord. With your counsel, you will guide me and afterward receive me to glory. Whom have I in heaven but you? And besides you, I desire nothing on earth. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Here we can see, this psalmist, he was a Levite. The Lord was his portion in the promised land. Because they don't have any portion,
the Lord was their portion in the promised land, in that he lived for actually by the people's tithe dedicated to the Lord. So they don't have any inheritance. So God is his portion forever. And here, he confesses even more. The Lord himself is his sustainer, his preserver, his very life. So God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. For behold, those who are far from you will perish. You have destroyed all those who are unfaithful to you. But as for me, the nearness of God is my good. I've made the Lord God my refuge, that I may tell of all his works. So here we can see how the Lord keep the psalmist near him. And this is what the psalmist needed. So these psalms, we can see, it tells us concerning the destiny of the righteous and the wicked. So today for us, don't envy, don't fret when we see the evil, the wicked prosperous. Most important, that is to say, God is the strength of our heart and God should be our portion forever. Verse 25 says, whom have I in heaven but you? And besides you, I desire nothing on earth. God should be our portion. So today, understand, don't envy, don't fret about those wicked who prosper. We can see the destiny of the righteous and the wicked. So we must continue to put effort to be those who are pure in heart, to keep our heart pure, or our hands innocent, continue to be faithful. May the Lord bless. Now we will pray. Continue to pray for one another. Pray for our members. Pray for the churches. Pray for the country. In the name of Jesus, we will pray. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Could
Let us all recite the Lord's Prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. We give thanks to our Lord, our family altar ends here tonight. God bless. Peace be unto all. Amen.